Sophie and my boyfriend at the time had, like, hooked up, but they didn't have...
Close my eyes and close my nose and go down and eat some ass.
The first dad in decided to listen.
Paul.
That's it.
Johnny Clemson. He was living his life.
Passing me around like I was a toy. Everyone wanted to grab the Aussie and do something with him and take him.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
It's Daddy Don't Listen.
Yes, our second English episode.
And
you know what this means? This means from now on, we're going to do this once a month.
And it's not just you, me and you today.
No, it's not. We have a new guest.
Yes, we have. And a very special guest.
Yes.
Let me say like this. You know the little voice that come in the episodes here and there? Sounds like this. Can you try? Can you try to
get? Okay. Highs and lows.
No. A little more fun.
But isn't that how she say it? It is. Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
Can you say it live?
Oh my God.
Yes, it's Olivia.
Olivia is here.
Yes, and thank you for being such a big part of our podcast.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You have no idea how many people that brings your little voice up to us. Like, when I speak to friends back home in Sweden now, when they call me, they're like, but actually though... It's so funny, and they're like, it feels like we know her.
You're an inspiration to the whole country.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you. It's funny. It's super funny. It turned out really good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, so who are you?
Yes.
Except for your fantastic voice. What's your name?
My name is Olivia. I am 21 years old. Just turned 21 in June.
finally legal.
I'm from San Diego, California. Just moved to Arizona. I don't know. I think I'm a pretty fun person.
You are
100%.
Let me tell you, she is a really funny person, and everyone that doesn't think she's funny, you're boring.
Who doesn't think I'm funny?
Yeah.
No, I never met a person to think you're boring.
But guys, how did you meet? Because I know you, Olivia, through Sophie. But
yeah, you met a couple of times, right?
Yeah, but how do you two know each other?
Yeah.
Is it a story?
No. Oh, yes. It's a very long story. It's much. But basically, I moved in a house with 11 Swedish girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed one more roommate to move in my room. And they tell me this is this American girl, Olivia Buss. And I was like, hell no. No, it's never going to happen.
Why?
Because I never met a nice American girl before, so I was scared.
Yeah, I get that.
I was crying in my mom's arms when I leave. I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I was terrified.
Yeah.
And because of this, like, language, having to talk English every single day.
Have you just moved there?
No. I've been living there one semester earlier, but it was just like, I don't know. It was just like having... And not to take everything in Swedish, you know, blah, 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 blah. I was afraid of American girls.
Yeah. So
I would be more afraid if I was Olivia. I'm moving in with a house full of Swedish girls.
But I didn't think about that. If I was thinking at that point, at her point of view.
Yeah.
Because now when I'm thinking about it, you're fucking cool. Like, you should move in with us.
I would never, honestly. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so I had lived in Santa Barbara for 2 years before this. And I was in, like, a really bad relationship the entire time I lived in Santa Barbara. So I fucking hated Santa Barbara. And I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm moving back to San Diego. So me and my boyfriend then moved back to San Diego. And last minute, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to give Santa Barbara one more chance. So I moved to Isla Vista. And I moved into the Slut Castle, where all my friends,
I heard about that one.
Where all my friends from San Diego lived, and I was like, all right, like, fuck it, like, I'm move here with a ton of girls. And then it was just like too hectic there, so I was on Facebook looking for places to live, and I saw this place, and it was like, move in with 11 Swedish girls, and I was like, fuck it. So I like texted the girl. I was like, I need to I'm gonna live here with you guys. So I went to visit, and I was like super nervous. And then I moved in, and yeah.
I opened a door, and Olivia stands there, and I'm like, I recognize this girl. Where the hell? What the fuck? And then I was like, I have to Google this girl. So I see on Facebook that Olivia has this relationship with this guy, and I'm like, what the fuck? And yeah, you see me, and you're telling me, what are you telling me?
Okay, so let me just take it back a few steps.
Yeah.
So when I'm like moving to IV, like I'm still in a relationship with this man. Boy. And he was like really upset about me moving to Isla Vista. And then I just went. And then he was upset about me moving to Slut Castle. So I was like, okay, like I'll move in with these Swedish girls I met. And I knew that he wouldn't like that because I knew he cheated on me a lot. And I was just in a really weak position in my life. So I just like couldn't leave. He was like really the only person I had. So, my God, I just told you I was doing the podcast.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
This is Paul, the crazy Australian dad.
He like did this on purpose.
I know.
He like wants to be in it. Look, that's all he said.
Tell him to come say hi. The first dad in Daddy Don't Listen.
Paul.
That's it.
Johnny, come say hi. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All is up in Sweden.
Nice to see you. You're looking very good.
Thank you. I was in Sweden back in 1985.
It's really good job, Sweden, Paul.
Hang out in Sweden for a few months is a backpacking Aussie,
mm-hmm.
Good times.
Great. So cool. So cool. You're the first daddy on this show. Do you know the name is Daddy Don't Listen?
You know the name of the show is Daddy Don't Listen?
Oh, it is Daddy
yeah.
Don't Listen.
Yeah, and you're the first daddy.
Now we have a dad on the show.
Oh my God.
This is a big moment.
What?
I'm going to give a Swedish story. So, I met all these Swedish girls. I was backpacking around back in the day. And I met them in a youth hostel back in Miami on South Miami Beach. They invited me. They said, if you ever come to Sweden, you know, you should stop by. So I was going to Sweden. So I stopped by. And one of the girls was best friends with Mats Wilander, who was a tennis player.
Oh yeah.
And so I went to the craziest parties.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It was so much fun. I had the best time.
Wow, that's so cool.
It was really like, really good, wasn't it, Monster? And then, they sent me, because Mats Wilander, I can't even remember the town. It was south of Stockholm. That's where we're partying. They sent me up to Sweden, up to Stockholm, and I stayed in a big apartment building next to the main hospital in Stockholm. There's like 1,000 nurses in this thing.
You were living your best life. He was living his life.
Passing me around like I was a toy. For 2 weeks.
That sounds amazing.
Everyone wanted to grab the Aussie and do something with him, and they were taking me everywhere. It was like 24 hours of craziness.
Sounds like me here in America.
This show is called Daughter, Don't Listen.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
You're really like, what the fuck?
And then I jumped on a train and went up to Knarvik, way up north, entered Norway, went up to Tromsø and stuff, and I spent 5 months in Norway. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But
wow, that's
story.
Really cool. Paul.
That's cool,
it's
Paul.
Cool, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you, Paul.
See you later.
Hasta la vista,
baby. You know, because Abba used to do the hasta mañana till we meet again.
Wow.
Okay, so that was Olivia's dad.
I love Paul. I heard this story so many times. Every single time you meet a new Swedish girl, he's telling me this.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
He's like, you know, I literally told him, I said, I'm doing the podcast. Do not come in the room. Do not knock on the door. Don't do anything. I'm doing it right now. Just don't come in. He just had her on. I'm like, what do you want? He's like,
oh my God.
But what was that accent?
He's from Australia.
Oh,
okay. So I was explaining the situation. So I was like, okay, I'm going to move in with these Swedish girls. And he was like, no. And I was like, yes. So I moved in knowing exactly. I knew. So I moved in and pretty much we found out that Sophie and my boyfriend at the time had hooked up, but they didn't have sex. He was just a major creep.
Yeah.
Wait, while you two were together?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a guy that I wanted to do anything with.
Oh.
He was a creep.
Yeah.
But was that the
moment? I didn't know about Olivia at all.
No, but what was that the moment you realized that he was cheating on you?
No,
or
no, no, no.
Did you know?
He had been, I mean, it sounds like a dumb bitch, but he'd been cheating.
No.
You don't have to explain yourself.
I think a lot of people have been in that situation.
Yeah, he cheated on me so many times, and I never blamed the girl unless they knew about me. Then I was like, what the fuck? And I was just so lost, you know, and he felt like he was the only person that I had.
Yeah.
So I really held him as close to me as possible and forgave him and believed all his little lies. But then when I moved in with Sophie, I just became so close with all the girls in that house that I actually had people around me that really supported me and they loved me. And I was ready to let go of him.
Yeah. So you felt that you didn't really need him
anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't I wasn't staying with him because he was making me happy. He was not making me happy. He just really felt like he was the only person I had in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And then I moved in and I met all these amazing girls. oh my God, these girls were crazy and they were so fun. And they
oh my God, I love that.
Loved me and it made me so happy. And I just was like, fuck it. I was ready to finally leave this really toxic relationship. And of course, my dumbass went back a couple times after that. But I'm
that's
done
okay.
Now,
we all do that too.
I'm just so happy that I met Sophie and all those girls in that house.
Yeah.
They really changed my life and they saved me from a lot. They really saved me.
Well, I'm happy that you're not with this guy anymore. But how long ago was this?
Huh?
How long ago was this? Was it 1.5 years if you have been there one semester?
No.
I broke up
with him in September and I met Sophie. Well, I met Sophie for the first time in Rosarito, Mexico.
Yeah, spring break.
Yes. So actually,
this
is a good story. So I met Sophie in Rosarito and we met in a bathroom and I told her that she looked like Four Loko because she was wearing a little camo outfit and she really looked like a Four Loko, like a little orange Four Loko.
I was like, oh yeah, you look like Four Loko.
And then her friend, our other friend, that's Swedish, looked just like my other friend that was from America. And I was like, oh my God, you look just like my friend. And then...
So we had a two-minute conversation in the bathroom in Mexico.
Yeah, we had that little, click. And then me and my boyfriend had broken up in Mexico, and he was all over Sophie the entire time we were in Mexico.
Yeah, he proposed it to me in Mexico.
Wait, was that the time you sort of hooked up with him? Or
No, I never hooked up with him, ever.
No, but is this the time you're talking about?
No.
This was during my whole first semester. He was just one thing that we were laughing about and joking about because he was doing stuff like this. He was such a creep.
Okay, yeah.
You know? And I actually have a photo when he does it and I have fries and we're like, fries before guys. It was a joke.
Okay.
But then I go in on Facebook. I see that he is in a relationship with Olivia.
Yeah.
And that's what we realize when we are standing like in the hallway and knowing that we need to live with each other in the same room.
Oh, that is so awkward. But Olivia, you didn't know anything about Sophie. No. that your boyfriend had been hitting on Sophie.
No, I didn't.
Yes, when did you know when you moved in?
Yeah. Oh,
really awkward.
Yeah, I know.
So like I've been dating this guy for like 2 years, you know, like my whole life in Santa Barbara was dedicated to this boy. But like, I was like, actually, like, I've never been at such a low. I was like almost 100 pounds. Like, I was so depressed. It was insane. And like, I like went through his phone, like after Mexico, way after he met her. He knew her for a long time. But like, I saw his group picture of them all together and I just knew. I was like, because I knew him so well that I knew which girl out of that whole picture, like, he would go for, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I was like, it's her. And then I was just like, I asked about it. And he was like, no. But then every time he went to La Brea, where she lived, like, he wouldn't.
But I only met him once there.
No.
And then he was, ugh, and I said, leave. Yeah. And, like,
he would never let me come, though. Like, every time he went there to see his best friends, who he just made, he would never let me come. And I was like, okay, like, obviously.
Then you know something shady.
And all his friends would always talk about the Swedish girls. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. And then, you know, like.
Wait, that was probably why he didn't want you to move in with the Swedish girls.
Yeah,
like, oh, my God.
And Sophie, he knew that we were going to share the room. Yeah. Like, he knew that I was in the house.
The stress you put that guy in.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck yeah, I'm moving the Swedish girls. Like, I don't really care. I moved in with them. And I was like, I've never, like, as I said before, I was never a girl that would hate the girl. Like, I would always hate him because, like, you know, like, he's the one in the relationship with me.
Yeah.
And, so you give me a chance.
Yeah, like, seven.
And that's how it's supposed to be. But a lot of girls are not like that when they're men cheat on them.
Yeah, because I didn't even know you existed. I realized it's the same day. Yeah. Like, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, so obviously you did nothing wrong. But, I mean, a lot of people in Olivia's position would hate the girl.
Yeah, of course. But she did such a good job. And we would never, like, fight about this. Or, like, we had a really good talk the second day in the house. Really drunk.
About it and just got it over with. And she's been by my side with, like, the problems I've gone through with him. She's been there helping me. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
Because I was really stuck so deep. It was really bad.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
But that was probably good for you too, like, to be reminded, because you live with Sophie, to be reminded every single day that this guy is
fucked. Oh yeah. Like,
so, I mean, that probably helped too.
It's like, it's not even her. It's like, I see people, or I would see people, and I have, like, I see people almost every day, like, that he cheated on me with, that I thought were my friends. And I have friends who have gone behind my back and gone on, like, vacations with him and hooked up with him, and girls that are now, who I thought were my friends, who I let sleep in my bed, who I let wear my clothes, that are now dating him.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And that's just something that I'm so happy that I could just, like, let go of.
Yeah.
And I will happily can say that I can never hate the girl, and I honestly can't even hate him. I just feel sorry for him.
And that is good. That is good. That is good.
And it, it's just...
I mean, that probably made you a whole lot of smarter.
Oh, yes. No.
You could have been in this situation with a guy in your, like, 30s, and then you will be basically fucked after. Now you already know what signs to look after, and you're probably, like, strong enough to not let that happen again.
Just talking to my dad about this today. And it's so
important to ask, can I just say this? Yeah. It's so important to, like, ask about help, like, you know, we were really helping you.
Oh, you guys,
like, we really, like, you know, but, like, this was actually a thing that we were talking about constantly. Like, you know, we took, like, really, like, we did stuff, and we really, like, talked about it all the time. And, like,
they really,
sometimes I was screaming at her, you know, like, is not being nice all the time, but I had to.
Yeah, like, and you know, need friends like that.
Yeah, and I was like, I know that I'm a fucking bitch right now, but you're going to thank me later. Yeah. We have to do this, and you have to cry, and we have to, you know, we have to.
I
and it's so important to, for everyone to, like, tell your friends talk about it, tell everyone. You so tell a friend, tell someone, tell your mom, tell, you know, tell your dad, tell someone.
Yeah, because I've been in a lot of like fucked up relationships too, and
it's so hard by yourself.
Yeah, and my friends have like eventually seen it and just dragged me out of it.
Yeah,
and I was so happy that happened to me at this age, and when I was older, because now I know. I know now.
And now you know, Olivia. Well, you're stronger than ever.
We're all going to be in a fucked up relationship sooner or later, better have it sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just talking to my dad about this literally today. I was like, I am so grateful and happy that I went through this from the age that I was, because now I know the signs, and I literally never want to go through that again. I never want to feel like I'm crazy. Yeah.
And it formed you. It formed you to the person you are today. Happy,
and I'm like so content with being single. Like, I am so okay with it. You know, like I don't need that fucking, like I don't need
You're like, yeah, really happy. Yeah.
Like, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
But it made a really strong friendship between me and Olivia really fast. Yeah. And I'm so thankful you helped me grow up to that person that I am today. Yeah. So, you know.
It made you realize that not all American girls are to judge.
Exactly. And I'm sorry that I did that. And I'm really happy that I met you.
I love you. I mean, there's no reason to be sorry. Like, you love me. I didn't know who I was.
I know.
I love you.
And just because of you, I met so many other American girls that are fucking amazing. So, and
everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. Here we are. Now we are here in a Swedish podcast.
I know.
It's really funny because you and me have a really weird story too, but we don't have time for that this episode. So that will come next American episode. But our story is
crazy too.
Insane, crazy.
But our friendship started like 10 episodes ago.
Yeah.
When we decided to make a podcast.
Yeah. But we first met like 15 years ago. Yeah, but so that's a whole other story.
But anyways, now we are here, and we decided, because our first episode that we did a lot of sex questions to the guy you were sitting on.
Yes.
I did a little surprise.
No. Funny.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're thinking that we're going to do almost the same question, but it's some it's different just because it's to the girl now, to a girl. And you know.
But the big difference now is that we're all going to answer the questions.
Yes. We were thinking.
Yeah. So we're not going to roast you. We're going to roast each other too. But I don't know the questions because Sophie made them. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I just tried to change the questions we have last time, and I put something on.
Are you ready, Olivia?
Yes. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Yay! A live jingle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
With our jingle voice.
Okay, we start.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, and I start big. I'm thinking a lot of questions in one big question. So I'm thinking, do you guys like to be choked, slapped, you know, dragging the hair, spit on, you know, flipped around, you know?
But that's too many questions.
Exactly. We just go through it. Slapped. Oh, God.
Yes.
In the face.
No, not in the face. Hell no. Okay. Slap them back.
It depends. It really depends.
Yeah.
Like, I like it, but it really fucking depends on if I like
who it is.
Yeah.
And the relationship.
Definitely the relationship, because, like, don't just, like, slap me in the face.
Yeah,
like if we're, like, fucking with each other, like, hell yeah. But, like, it's
Oh, my God. No, for me, it doesn't even depend. Like, seriously, if a guy would... Even if it's in a, like, a sexual situation, like, I get it. Some people like it. But if someone would slap me in the face, I would 100% slap back.
Yeah,
100%.
You don't
like them. Like that.
Yeah, but I would slap them back and get dressed and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
100%.
But maybe you are in a situation that the sex are so good. So when the guy is slapping you, you actually think it's attractive.
No, that would never happen. No.
You don't know. You didn't met the guy the first time. Like
I did, but no.
First time I got slapped in the face, it was like I, it was like this, you know, like he was like on top of me. He slapped me in the face and I literally was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I was not expecting it at all. It was like literally out of nowhere, and I was like,
yeah.
And it suddenly played off. I was like, yeah.
That's that. But slaps on the ass then. On the ass.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, yeah. But no, but do you like when it's rough overall? Like, do you want them to pull your hair?
Yeah, 100%. Unless I'm wearing my fucking like wig.
The way they disrespect you when they hit you, you think? Or
yeah, it's just in the face. That for me is not sexual. That's just disrespectful. Yeah, like I'm over you. Like you
I 100% agree with you because I would feel exactly the same with. Like most of the guys.
Yeah, but I would do it even if it's my husband of 25 years. Pull my hair, slap me on the ass, like throw me around, do whatever you want to do. But if you hit me in the face, I will end you. I will bring the knife and end you.
Yeah, yeah. And no, I actually like now that I actually like think about it, I think I've only been slapped in the face like twice. And, like, I actually like, really did not like it.
Well.
And I actually don't think I like it.
No, I just think it's just disrespectful. It's not even, like sexual anymore. It's just something like
you guys are thinking about that. Poof.
Okay, but no, let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But Sophie, what about you? Do you like being slapped in the face?
Yeah, but, like, it's I don't talking about a hard bitch slap. Like,
yeah,
it's
just been, a little. Yeah, it's a little tap on
because
this.
I like, overall, I like the hands in my face.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. A little choke.
And in there is like, nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not the worst. But it doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah. No, but you can choke me, but don't slap me.
I said fingers in mouth, like sucking fingers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, me too. I love sucking fingers.
No, I know. I think it's awkward.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, sometimes, if you're really in the mood, yeah, but...
Spit in the mouth?
No. I can't even, like, share a drink with anyone. You know that. I'm literally a fucking germophobic. If someone would spit in my face, I would literally throw up.
But that depends, too, who it is. Like, not everyone can spit in the mouth.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That is true. That is disgusting. I've had two people... Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I had one person spit in my mouth. Like, I've had two people spit in my mouth ever in my whole life. One person was, like, the hottest person in the entire world. And he spit in my mouth. And I was like, this is, like, amazing. Like, yeah. And then the other one, it was my ex-boyfriend. And he spit in my mouth. And I
actually,
yes, I actually wanted to, like, throw up. Like, it was the grossest thing. I don't even think, I literally think I, like, spit it out the side of my mouth. Like, like, oh, my God. Like, it really depends on the.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay.
What about you? Do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's the right, same thing. If it's the right, it's the right guy.
Yeah.
Not everyone. Don't spit in my mouth if you're not, yeah.
If you don't, if you're not sure, you're
exactly
delicious.
You have to know that you're But, favorite position? I would say... Oh, I have a lot
I would say doggy, but that feels kind of boring, but doggy.
Yeah, I like doggy too, but I like to be on top.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It feels like I can control the situation a little more. I like that sometimes. But sometimes I just want to be on top and let them fuck me. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that, yeah.
I like... I like doggy.
It's a hard question.
Because I like when they, like, you know,
put my put head, your hand in like the when they
put their hand on the back of my head. Like, that's fucked up. But I like that. Yeah. And, like, I just feel like it hits the right spot or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
so like, the positions.
Also, like, reverse cowgirl could be fire. But I think I like both of those because they're both technically the same position, just in different positions. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah,
but everything depends that too, like someone's bigger, someone's smaller, someone's taller, someone's
yeah
so hard. A good place to fuck if it's not in bed.
Shower
yes, shower, good one. I would say shower too.
I hate the shower, to be honest. I hate fucking in the water.
You have to be really fucking wet if that's
no, but I really hate it because you know a funny thing that happened to me once when I fucked in the shower.
What?
I passed out.
Oh, I was just gonna say you fainted.
Yeah. Yeah. I fainted and my aches like came here to America and surprised me with like a super romantic getaway in Palm Springs. And the first thing we did, we went to this like super luxurious romantic resort, and then we just hopped in the shower. Was supposed to have a quick little fuck, and I fainted. And I woke up just before the ambulance came.
Oh my god!
And oh. Yeah, so now I'm scarred. I hate fucking in the shower. I cannot.
Yeah, but maybe you have to try it again. What do you? But what is your favorite place to fuck if it's not in the shower, in the bed? Kitchen?
Yeah, kitchen for sure. Sink? Like the kitchen sink.
I was gonna say I like a counter, like if you're like sitting on the counter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
That's the same for like
bathroom sink, kitchen sink, table.
Sometimes it works with the toilet.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah.
How tall
he is.
That's really
true. Yeah. Like I'm so short, so when the guys are really tall
I'm gonna sit on them on
the toilet, I can't reach down to the floor.
Yeah.
So yeah. But okay, a good place to fuck if it's not in the house. Outside, maybe in a car.
Yeah, in a car.
There's not enough room.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's doable.
It's doable. Fun, but like, I just feel like there's not enough room. I like to move around. You know, I really want to have sex in like, sounds like really fucked up. Okay, it's not that fucked up. But like, I want to.
In a balcony.
In a fitting room. Oh, I really want to in a fitting room.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my god, I want to be a part of them. Is it called my club?
Yeah,
no. On a plane. 100% on a plane.
But this is hard during Corona, so
but like
it's hard even if it's not Corona. It's fucking hard.
I was really close once. I tried, I was in there with him, but
oh my god, no way. I went to Thailand once with my ex and it's like like a 10-hour flight or something. So we were literally waiting for everyone to fall asleep just to fuck in the bathroom. But
because
we
want to do that little walk.
Yeah, no, but we never got the opportunity. Oh, it's hard.
Yeah. But like,
okay. Can I just say something? We're sitting in an office right now, and there are people here.
Stunning.
That can probably hear us.
And he does like this.
My father is like right outside the door.
That's awkward. My dad doesn't even know I have this podcast.
And my dad is
disappointed.
Yeah, my dad would never find out.
No, he's not disappointed. He's just like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next question.
Most turn on.
Ambitions.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Humor.
I would say humor. I think that is important.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And like personality, overall, like a really good personality.
Yeah, like people that are funny.
Funny people.
Smooth way, like it's not like fucking obnoxious.
Happy people. Yeah. I say happy people.
Yeah. I say ambitious people. I want someone that want to be like the president or something. That's high ambitions.
Goodbye.
Most turn off.
People that are obnoxious.
Dirty nails.
Lazy guys.
I deal with people that are loud.
Oh really?
Oh my god! If you're loud,
how did you enjoy living with Sophie?
I'm not, because I'm not trying to fuck Sophie.
Just a question.
I cannot deal. What did you say? Fuck Sophie. I cannot deal with people that are loud and like obnoxious and like trying to be the center of attention when like, or like trying to be someone that they're not. Like I can't.
Yeah.
And like really, and like if you're dirty, like
flexing their money,
people, like please like file like
oh
like have like
guys to brag. Guys to brag
out from under your nails. Don't talk about your money.
Exactly. Yeah. Nails. No money. Yeah. Like fix your nails.
Fix your fucking nails and wash your hands and shower, goddamn it. And don't wear
I don't want this.
Don't
those
wear the same clothes over and over again because I will throw up. I will just throw out.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the most sexual thing that is not sexual? Yeah. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. That's a hard one.
I think when they're driving the car really fucking good.
Yeah. Oh, you know, stuff. Yeah, or, stuff like that. Yeah.
Just acting more like a man.
Oh my God, I have one thing actually. Like when you walk on the street and the guy like grabs you and like pushes you to the inner corner of the street. Oh, you know, so you don't walk near the street.
Oh, yeah, I thought you mean a random
guy. Know, like no, a guy if I'm dating someone and we're like walking on the street,
yeah,
I want him to like grab me and put me on the other side, like a low key, you know, like
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, just like a small thing like, to show that he's like, I will protect you. Like you shouldn't walk that close to cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a small thing that if a guy does that, that really proves he's there. You know.
You know when they were kids. That's cute.
Well, that is cute. Yeah, that like oh, I can meet today. I'm taking care of my niece
or something. Or just see them with the kids. Or when they're rolling a blunt or a joint, when they can roll a really good one, that is so hot.
Ew.
What? You don't agree, Olivia?
I think, no, but I like when, like, I'm so weird about cleanliness, but I like when, like, a guy gets out the shower. Okay, but maybe this is actually really sexual. When they're, like, drying themselves off.
Yeah, that's really sexual. Next question. Do you spit or swallow?
I swallow.
Spit or swallow?
I spit.
I swallow. But it depends if they are tasting really fucking bad. Like if they're doing too much drugs. Because I literally will awful. Not.
If their cum tastes bad, like, they're already too fucked up. So, like, why do they even care? If you spit or swallow, you know
what yeah.
You spit it up.
No, like, if someone would, like, come in my mouth without notice, I would 100% spit it up. I did that last time.
Yeah.
I spit it out right all over the guy. I was so pissed. I was like, don't do it like that.
That's happened so, yeah, before. I'm like this.
Yeah. I will spit it out.
Like shocked. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, hair shaved or something in between?
Something in between.
Something in between.
I think I find it more attractive when it's something in between. But I feel like it's cleaner when there's no hair there. Yeah.
Shaved. And it feels
good. Do you have OCD, Olivia?
I'm just really weird about people being clean. Like, I'm really weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
What make a guy good in bed?
Fuck me hard.
Yeah?
But
it feels like everyone.
No, not.
No, not everyone. No.
But I mean, like, that's the thing that, like, you know?
I mean, someone that, like, takes charge. Just like throw me around.
That's more.
Do whatever you want to do, except slap me in the face or come in my mouth or spit in my mouth. I don't want any juices on me. I don't know.
Yeah, 100%. And a guy that cares about you.
Yeah, like treat me like a slap, but don't disrespect me.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries. Yeah, there's boundaries.
Yeah, definitely boundaries. I'll get very disrespectful very quick.
Yeah.
I think confidence.
Yeah. I mean, I want someone that, like fucks me as if he fucks me just to make me come.
Yeah.
You know, not someone that fucks me so he will come.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I exactly feel the same way. I think that when they, like, take control. And, like, if they, like, ask you, like, what you like, I feel like that's... Like when they, like when they just care about like you.
Yeah. I think a good thing is when the guys make you feel sexy.
Yeah.
Again, like make you feel sexy.
Like please emphasize how sexy I am.
Yes. Like tell me, like what the fuck? Like I don't know. Because
like you do like better, like you do better if you know that you're being like.
Yes.
You're
100%. Yeah.
Like I will like put in my 10. If I know that I'm being treated like a 10, you know?
Yeah. Or and that's the same thing. Like, I don't put a 10 job on the guy that doesn't give me effort. Like, I don't put the effort if he doesn't put the effort. No. Like, I'm not going to fucking give you a blowjob so you'll come.
Yeah.
Hell no.
No, right? I will just not be motivated to keep going.
I will not, like, continue with that if, like, no. Like, I need to be complimented.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or like when a guy's moaning, like I think that's really hot.
Yeah, I think they need to talk loud like, or say like, something or make a sound. Yeah,
100%. Don't be quiet. Give me a sign that you're alive.
Don't be quiet. Yeah. Do you care about dick size?
Yeah.
I feel like it
depends.
Like, or more like the shape.
Yeah, that's true.
It's I feel like I definitely like obviously like I'm like it matters if it's like really small or like too big, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the perfect dick is the one that's just in between.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah.
Like it can't be too big, it can't be too small.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just, like, sometimes if they're too big or too small, they're very good in everything else because they know they have to put in effort.
Yeah.
If they're just in between, they can be like, like my dick is so good, I don't have to do anything else. Yeah. And if you don't come,
You know? Like what we talked about last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, please take it up.
Yeah, so last week I was telling a little sex story that I had and that I had sex with this guy that I had sex with plenty of times and I was just so tired that he never could make me come and I never said anything because I don't know. And
he just didn't fuck you properly. He can, but he didn't put in the effort at all.
I told him, I was like, I know that you can fuck. Like, I can feel that you can fuck me. You fuck me good. You just didn't put in the effort.
Yeah.
You don't eat me out. You don't, like, even fucking touch me. Like, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is pointless. And I get we got so much response from that on our Instagram. There were so many girls that were like, yeah, like I'm in the same situation, like next time I'm gonna say it, like and
just because you confronted him last time and you like stopped the sex and were like, you have to fuck me properly.
I was like, I'm not gonna do this anymore.
And so there were many girls that were in the same position that was like really like texting us and be like, oh my god, I love that you gave me the courage, and next time I'm gonna say something. So
so we were thinking like we should say this in the English episode too. Like all the girls out there, like if they don't put effort, if they don't do anything, like if they, like
let them know.
Like it sex is for both of us. Sex is like both of us is gonna like have a good time. Like, and why are we having
when
sex?
You tell them, like, when you make it clear to a guy, like, what you like.
Yeah, they make...
It makes it better for not only you, but, like, him. Like, it makes it better for both.
Exactly,
And
100%.
And it's the same for guys. Like, if I'm doing a really bad job when I suck in your dick,
let me know.
Or if you want me to do anything else, tell me. Like, you know, it's the same thing. It's for both of us.
Yeah.
But sex can be so much easier if you just have a good communication.
Yeah, yeah.
So... all of you guys.
Yeah. So tell him.
Yes, tell him. Don't. It's more the guys that just fuck girls and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And so tell them. What's the favorite part of your body when they touch you? What's the favorite best part to be touched?
My neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my neck and like maybe like my inner thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have so many pleasure spots on our body, like feet, ears, hands, wrists, thighs.
Yeah, I just like when they like touch my face and my neck.
Yeah,
and,
me
like,
too. Face, but I like when they touch my feet too. Like when they hold my feet when they fuck me.
Oh yeah, true. If they like just hold it.
Yeah,
while
like
they're
bum.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a foot fetish, but like you can grab my foot.
Do any one of you have a fetish?
No. Do you have one?
No.
I want one.
Yeah, I want one too.
Me too. I was about to say,
I want one too.
Like, I feel like everyone has one, but like, what is it?
I don't know. Maybe I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you just, like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want one, so I'm going to look for it.
Yeah.
Maybe we just have to explore some more.
Yeah, like, how do you even find it out?
Yeah.
Let's go Dora on our next guy. Explore.
Next question. Do you like to give or receive?
Receive.
Yeah, I like both.
To receive.
But I like more to receive it.
Yeah.
But like I can get turned off to give to a guy and I know that he
thinks
it's really nice. Like I like that too.
Yeah.
It's a turn on.
But I just like feeling like I'm like
sounds so weird. But I like feeling like I'm like smaller, you know, and I feel like mm-hmm. feeling like they're like bigger
than
me. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agreed. Love when they take care of you. Don't get me wrong.
Like, all you guys are just gonna lay there.
They're like, okay.
What?
You're a giver. No. I just like to give, but I like to receive very much.
Okay, next one.
Foreplay. Mm. Do you guys like foreplay?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's very important.
Yeah.
To do foreplay.
Yeah. Me too,
and
but
not
like
just have a guy.
Not too much.
And sometimes I just like no foreplay. Like some guys that I go to, it's just like we know we're just gonna fuck. Like,
Yeah.
We don't need
it. It really depends on the situation.
We already so like horny. So we don't even have to need a foreplay.
Yeah.
But sometimes, yes, of course. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. But I can just get like so bored if it's too much.
Yes.
Like, please. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Move on.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
And definitely if they not do a great job, like you have to be like, okay, let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Move up.
Yeah. Do you know that foreplay is when you don't touch any like penis or vagina?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
So the foreplay is just when you touch everything else and like everything that is a foreplay, but not when it comes to penis or vagina. That's called core play. So first you have the foreplay, then core play, and then sex.
I have... Okay.
Not me either. Like, when I did this question, I learned that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That can be the fact of the
core play.
Do you like to be teased?
Yeah.
And they tease you.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But I love the most to be teased when, like, we're in the store or somewhere that I know that I can't fuck you right now, right here.
Yeah.
Then it's that's the best part.
But, like, what would you do in a store to tease someone?
You can touch me, you can whisper something, you can lick me on the air, you can say something, you can just grab me, do anything. Like, you know, you're in the corner and no one sees you, just grabs you.
Yeah, but that if it's no one really sees you, I will literally... barely hold hand on the street. I'm like,
it can be on a party.
I'm so different from you guys.
I like it if it's like,
or on a date.
I like if it's like we're like with a group of people or like at a party or something.
Yeah.
They like walk by you and like whisper something.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, you know, like,
Okay. Yeah.
Musing during sex.
What?
Music during sex.
Yeah. Simple.
Do you suck balls and eat ass?
I don't eat ass.
Do you suck the balls?
Occasionally. What about you, Olivia?
I do not eat ass, but I'll give the ball some love.
Yeah.
I'll give some love.
And you, Sophie?
Yeah, I eat ass. If they ask me to eat ass, I eat, close my eyes and close my nose and go down and eat some ass.
You would?
Yeah, I have done it. Last time I did it was in San Diego, actually, during quarantine.
But it's the place for the poop.
Okay, but it's time for his pleasure, too.
Oh. You really are a giver.
Yeah, sometimes, but they have to ask for it. Like, I'm not going to go down and do it. Just because I think it's fun. Yeah.
So if you're fucking Sophie and what's your ass eating out, tell her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like... So this was a hard question because it was so easy to be like, oh, do you like tits or ass? Like, oh, do you like fake or lashes or makeup? You know, it's so much about the girls. And I was like, what the fuck should I ask about the boys? Like muscles? Like, where should we go? And I realized, like, do we care so much about how they look? Like, do you want muscles? Does it care? Like,
I do care, though.
Okay. Do you care how they look that much? It feels like girls doesn't care as much as boys do.
I don't know.
Like, I don't need so much money. I don't care if you're a little fat. I don't care if you have muscles. For me, I don't care if you're a little skinny.
It all depends. on person.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But like, I would not fuck a guy that I don't feel like any like.
Oh no! Well, like I have to be attracted.
Yeah. So if I'm attractive, I don't
like
care
75% of it is based on like their personality.
Yeah. 100%.
And but like, how do you guys prefer?
Like prefer muscles.
Yeah.
Prefer.
That's the number one.
Yeah, that's the number one. But I mean, I wouldn't.
For me, something in between. I don't want too much muscles.
Yeah.
I when they're too big, anyone. No.
Yeah, I cannot be with anyone that's too skinny. Like, God, no.
Yeah. I would rather have a guy that's a little more on the plus size.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I cannot do the skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's no shame to people that are skinny. It's just no. Like,
that's just what we prefer.
Yeah. Everyone some people prefer differently. Yeah, mean, this is just between three persons. Yeah. Like.
Okay, next one.
Yeah. And this is a funny question. Do you care how they look down there? Because, okay, I'm going to say it like this. I actually had a guy friend. So I talk sex with a lot of people. And I had a guy friend. He asked me, like, would you ever care if, like, my ball was bigger than the other ball, like, hanging more, like, blah, 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 you know? It's like, what? No.
No.
Like, I would never.
No.
Right? Do you? Would you ever think about that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and when he asked me that, I was like, no.
I honestly never even thought about it.
Yeah, like I don't give a fuck who it bends or hangs or like mm-mm. Everyone is special and every dick does his special job, so
yeah
some of them are amazing, some of them are not. But we don't care how they look.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But I was so shocked that he actually asked me that.
Yeah, I honestly never even thought about it.
Yeah, me either. Like the balls, like I don't care.
Me either.
The guard is coming now, so we
need to say bye.
We need maybe to say bye now. We give it some few minutes.
Wait, I just want to see you guys.
We're in the office.
Yeah, we're in the office, but it's close. Where, now,
what's
actually.
The office in Julia's building?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we're sitting here, but it closed. But I think he left. But I just want to say. Thank you for really good answers.
Thank you, Olivia, for doing this with us.
Of course. Or
should we end with some
highs and lows?
Deep throat.
Highs and lows. Like, actually, though, what was the good and bad this week?
Yeah.
But Olivia, what's your high and low this week?
Oh, well, obviously my high was having Sophie and Olivia come visit me.
Yeah, and that's my high too. Yeah. Me and Olivia spent a week together in Arizona.
Yeah, all our Swedish listeners know this, but for you Americans.
Yeah, I was in Arizona with Olivia. We were out partying. We were in a lake.
Yeah, I heard you had so much fun.
Yeah,
so
much fun. We were fighting. We were having a lot of connection with boys, but it was fun.
Yeah.
So that was fun, and I feel like my low. I don't really have a low.
Low can be Layla.
Layla
destroying the house.
Destroy my house a little.
And Layla is our closest friend, Olivia's little pit bull puppy.
Yeah,
Layla. And she destroyed the house. This is the toy that I've had since I was 7 years old.
She destroyed the whole thing.
And Layla destroyed it.
She destroyed the door. But Paul was not mad. Paul was happy. Everything was fine. Layla is amazing.
I feel like I need to meet Paul.
Yes, you need to meet Paul. But maybe you can during Thanksgiving.
Yes. Do you want to have us for Thanksgiving?
Yes, because
we have no family
here. To him today.
Yay!
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Okay, my high is obviously Olivia and my trip to Arizona. So much fun. My low is Trump. Go and vote, guys. Go and vote him out. Don't forget to vote. That's my, because Arizona was very.
Oh my God.
So much Trump.
Yeah.
100%. What's your?
My high and my low are kind of connected because I just got back from Sweden. I was there visiting for 1 month. So my high is being back here.
Yeah.
With all my friends. But my low is also leaving my friends in Sweden and my family.
Of course. But I'm very happy to hear you again.
Yes.
I'm very happy. Yeah.
Okay.
The song of the week.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
The song of the week. Olivia, you start.
Mine is Lifestyle by Young Thug.
By who?
That was my favorite song when I was like 14. And throughout these past 2 weeks, I have been hearing it so much. And I love that song. And I think it's a really good song. I really should listen to it.
Yeah.
Good song. Okay, I need to take a Chris Brown song this week.
Yeah.
And I'm a little crazy. Yes, I am. I'm a little tired of a song, but it's an amazing song. Yeah. It's Go Crazy with Chris Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my song is a Lemonade with... mine is a Lemonade. It's going to be in the swipe.
Yeah.
it's with someone. Okay, and the news of the week... is that it's
Coreplay.
It's Coreplay and not Foreplay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, good episode. Thank you so much, Olivia.
Thank you so much, Olivia. What are you going to do now? Are you going to go out?
No, I'm going to go to bed.
We're going out.
Yeah, we're going out. My drink here is finito. So we need to go back and refill it.
I need to drink.
Yeah. Okay, but thank you so much, Olivia. We need to have you again.
And we see you again.
Yes.
Okay, I love you guys.
I love you. Thank you so much for doing this. And thank you everyone else for listening. I'm so happy for all the American listeners who can be here and listen now. Thank you guys for your support.
And once a month, we're going to do an American episode.
Yeah, so keep up here. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Follow us on Instagram to know the next time it's happening.
Papa lisna inte.
Exactly. Okay, bye guys.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye.
Tack för att du kom till Pappa, lyssna inte. Knulla dig i Sverige, men vi älskar dig.